put up the decorations, prepared the songs, the food and everything, and we're just really grateful. So thank you. And thank you for coming this evening. My name is Nick. I'm one of the pastors here at Battersea Street Church, and I am married to the lady who loves a little child of little town of Bethlehem, a holy child. Thank you, Maureen. Always can be relied on for some heckling in the ranks. In just 5 or 6 minutes, I just want to quickly explain something about Joe said a little further thought on her little town of Bethlehem. Well, last Wednesday, I came home to hear a loud sound of water outside our house. So I rushed out and saw a jet of water pouring out of a burst pipe on a neighbor's house, flooding down their wall. I could see that if it kept going, it was going to be a lot of damage to their house, and it would be very expensive. Fortunately, my neighbor came home and soon called an emergency plumber for help, and they came and fixed it. But there's a very simple message here. When we have a serious problem that we can't solve ourselves, we should call an expert to come and help us. In the Christmas story, when the angel Gabriel came to Joseph, Mary's future husband, he told him this: "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now, the name Jesus literally means God saves, or Yah saves. He was a savior, a rescuer, an expert who was going to save them from their particular problem, which was sin. Just over a year ago, I took myself to A&E at the Whittington Hospital one Friday night, not a great night to go, because my heart felt a bit strange. This resulted in a hospital visit that lasted about 4 weeks. The problem was that there was no way they could see my problem without having a certain kind of scan, which is called an angiogram. And as you know, the NHS is a bit stretched at the moment. And when they looked at the scan, they saw that I had a life-threatening problem. The arteries that carried the oxygen into my heart were all blocked, and the main one was 90% blocked. So they immediately gave me something called a triple bypass with, thankfully, an expert surgeon who actually saved my life and gave me new heart plumbing. They saved me. I thought at the time, I really did think this at the time, that my experience with heart disease was so like humanity and sin. I had no idea I had heart disease, and I had no idea that it was about to take my life. Everything on the surface seemed fine, but below the surface, things were very wrong. Every human being has a kind of disease in their soul called sin. It usually presents as independence from God and selfishness in our relationships. Many people go the whole of their lives without seeing it, but untreated, it spoils their lives, other people's lives, and separates us from God forever. We don't know how life-threatening it is. But the Christmas angels knew that there was an expert surgeon who could solve the problem of sin, and they were very excited to tell the shepherds about it. As we heard in the story, the angel said, "Don't be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, that is for everybody. For this day a child is born in the city of David," and here's the punchline, "a savior who is Christ the Lord." So this savior was born, lived a perfect life, and died an agonizing death on the cross, carrying the punishment for our sins, your sin and my sin, and offering himself and offering to us the free gift of eternal life. But this carol we've just sung tells us that there is still something that we have to do. The carol we just sang says, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. Is that there somewhere? Where meek souls, do you remember singing it anyway? Where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. In other words, still today, this very day, the dear Christ enters in where meek souls will receive him. So we have to be meek. In other words, we have to be humble. We have to admit that we have a problem with this disease of independence from God and this selfishness called sin. We have to turn from that selfishness and receive the forgiveness that he offers. And if we do, as the carol says, the dear Christ enters in. How extraordinary. In January 1974, I prayed this prayer as a 17-year-old boy, asking forgiveness from God and inviting the dear Christ to enter in. And it made an immediate and life-changing difference. I would like to offer all of us this evening the opportunity to receive him into our lives. And if you'd like to do that, then, and it could be actually for anything, because he wants to help us, doesn't he? He wants to save us. And we have an opportunity. Just pray now. So maybe you'd just like to close your eyes. And if you'd like to, just follow me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Holy Child of Bethlehem. We thank you that you came, that you lived this incredible, beautiful life. We thank you that you went to the cross and died to solve my sin problem. You took the judgment on yourself that we could be forgiven. And you gave us the Holy Spirit to help us to live like you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to forgive us any sins that we are conscious of. We ask you, Lord, to come into our lives, to come into our hearts, to come into our circumstances. Amen.